Good morning, this is Dwayne, and this is more good stuff you really ought to know. Today I'd like to take a look at some of the church modes from the Middle Ages. These are modal scales that you may have heard about. They're coming back into vogue now in a big way, especially with the fusion groups. Fusion is a style of music that lays somewhere between jazz and rock and is quite sophisticated, and a lot of those fusion guys are using a lot of these scales, these modes, these church modes, to get unusual sounds and improvising on them. So it would be well to just get kind of familiar with them. Let's play through each one of them. First of all, there's the Lydian, Ionian, Mixolydian, Dorian, Aeolian, Phrygian, and Locrian. Okay, so the Lydian, we're going to start on C on all of them. The tonic, supertonic, mediant, subdominant, dominant, submediant, leading tone. Okay, in other words, it's just like the C major scale, except what? The fourth is raised a half step, so you have a raised fourth on the subdominant on the four. Tonic is, you know, just another word for the one. Supertonic, two. Mediant, three. Subdominant, four. But this is a raised fourth. Dominant, submediant, leading tone. Okay, and then of course the octave or the tonic. Back to the tonic. Okay, so the Lydian is just like the C scale, except what? Except you raise the fourth, right? Ionian is the C scale. Okay, so no difference there, but that was just one of the church modes that was used, and that's equivalent to our major scale. Mixolydian is like our C scale, except the seventh is flat. So it's kind of like, you know, if you improvised on that, you'd just be like improvising on C seventh all the time. Dorian is like a minor seventh. In other words, we have a flat third and a flat seventh. So if I was going to improvise on that, I'd play C minor seventh in my left hand, because you say I have the root, the flat third, the fifth, and the seventh, a stack of thirds. And then you may say, yeah, but how do you apply it to other keys? Well, it's mathematically exactly the same. In other words, if my left hand's playing a minor seventh chord in C, then any other minor seventh chord I play would be based on that Dorian mode, wouldn't it? So I could move up to there in any minor seventh chord I chose. I could just improvise off of. See that? Aeolian is, I'll play it C, D, E flat, F, G, A flat, B flat, and C. In other words, lowered third, sixth, and seventh. Like the Dorian, except it has that tighter sound. So when I improvised on it, I'd probably want to play that A flat in the left hand chord. That kind of thing. Phrygian, start on the one, you go to the flat two right away, a little different than we've ever had. Then flat three, four, five, flat six, flat seven. So yeah, I'd probably, for a chord, I'd probably use it like a suspension. I'd probably voice it in force. C, F, B flat, because that encompasses both all the notes, or all the notes in that chord are members of that that scale. Okay, and then I'd improvise on that. That flat second certainly gives it a different sound, doesn't it? Nice kind of Oh, I don't know. Incipient kind of mood where you feel like something's going to happen. Locrian also has a flat second and a flat third, fourth, but it also has a flat fifth, flat sixth, and seventh. So Locrian is like you're playing all the black keys if you're figuring this in the key of C, except two white keys, C and F. So the root and the fourth are normal, but the rest are all flatted. So that's kind of nice because you don't have to worry about which black keys to use. You can use them all, right? Now, the exciting thing about improvising on these is to move from one to the other, okay? In other words, you start on, say, Locrian and move to Mixolydian for the bridge of a song or the Ionian or the Lydian. You know, you change modes, and that changes the feeling when you change the mode, doesn't it? So experiment around. As usual, you know, think about it, let it hatch in your subconscious mind. Work on, you know, one of these and then another later on and so on, and just add to your knowledge of good stuff that you really ought to know. See you next month.